Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems.
Hello, hello, and welcome to season two of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am excited to be back. I'm excited to bring back some real conversations for you and just get your mind thinking. I appreciate every single one of you that tuned in for season one. It was my first time getting through a podcast season. I have a way of starting something and fizzling out and then starting something else and fizzling it out. Like, I am amazing with ideas, and I'll get started and be like, I have a new idea, and I'll go start that. But this is working. This is gelling. This is meshing. This is working. And you all are liking the content and liking the information. So I'm gonna slide through some more for another season. What has been going on? I just want to do this episode and kind of catch up on what I've been doing and what I'm going to be bringing to you this season. I have been growing. Okay, I have been growing, and it has not been easy, but I've also recognized that the place that I'm in my journey, in my process of elevation, healing, expanding, whichever word you would like to use, I know a lot of people going through the exact same thing. Not only people that I interact with as far as like friends, associates, business friends, but also my clients are expressing going through the exact same thing as I am. And I'm like, there is a collective energy going on right now where we are all, I like to call it this middle space. For me, it's a place where I have a hard time making decisions because I'm not who I used to be. I'm not the old Natasha. I haven't been the old Natasha in quite a while, probably since the start of this year of 2022. But I also know I'm not at my fullest potential yet. There's much more to learn. There is much more to experience. And so I'm not there yet. However, this middle place, I don't know. It's just like kind of floating. It's kind of floating because you have to relearn yourself. So the old Natasha, I had mastered her. I mastered her. I had gotten the cheat codes. I could move through the world as her with no problem. What happened was that became too small. I was in a box. I couldn't stretch. I felt cramped. I started feeling really uncomfortable. Uncomfortable to a point where I didn't know if I was coming or going. And me being a Libra, if I feel like my world is not balanced, it's hard for me to function. So with that feeling, I started taking steps to figure out what the heck was going on with me. And it's interesting because I am that step for my clients. So they come to me to process and figure out what this middle space is. And because I'm going through it, it's easy for me to explain to them where they're at. You're in the middle. Not quite who you used to be, not quite who you're going to be. And every single day you have to do something, interact with people, put yourself in spaces that allows you to be one step closer to the woman you're growing into. We can call it your highest self, your most elevated self, who you're meant to be. But also recognizing that once we get comfortable being our most elevated self, eventually we will have to go higher. And I'm not going to lie, that kind of freaks me out. I'm going to be really transparent. That kind of freaks me out because it's like, if this is how I feel now when I get to that, what else am I going to feel? You know, not only what else am I going to feel, but what else am I going to be called to produce for myself and for this world? Man, it's a whole doozy. It really is. So what have I been doing to keep myself sane during this process? A lot of rest. I have been sleeping a lot, even when my schedule, the past couple months, I am recording this episode at the end of October, and the past couple months has really been jam-packed with activities and performances and clients, and I've still found ways to rest, to nap, to let my body tell me what it needs for me every day. Putting myself in spaces with Black women that are further than me, that have done the work, understand how difficult it is, and are willing to present to me options of how I can show up for myself, how I can be present. And I don't gatekeep. So once I get that information, I definitely share that information along in my community with my clients, therapy and coaching clients. Like, girl, this is what we got to do. So try this because it works. Like, it works. It was passed down to me. So try it. So definitely not a gatekeeper, because I understand how uncomfortable it is to, I don't know why reinvent comes to mind, but I don't necessarily think it's a reinvent. It's just a, or maybe it is a reinvent. Maybe that is the correct word since it came to my mind, reinventing ourselves. I've also been spending a lot more time by myself, which is crazy because that used to be so uncomfortable for me. I did not like being by myself. But now, here's the thing that I've recognized, not just in me, but in my clients, the women that I work with. The reason, and I'm not saying this is for everybody, so if it's not for you, it's not for you, okay? A lot of us are constantly moving and constantly going because it's a great distraction. It's a great distraction because when we are alone, we are forced to think. We are forced to hear our thoughts. And it's a lot for me. It was a lot going on in my brain. It was a lot of fears, anxieties, worries, which is why I got back connected with my therapist on a regular, because it was just too much. But I think about going out and having all these lunches, dinners, and brunches, going out shopping, planning all of these trips, like things I was constantly doing, constantly keeping myself busy, was because I needed to be distracted, which helped me understand why every time I came home, say from a big trip, say I'm gone for like 5 days, I come home, I would go through a dip of what I would consider a slight depression. I would have a really hard time shifting back into my everyday life. It would just be like everyone wants so much. Like, I just need some time to get back acclimated to being at home. And it dawned on me that I was doing all of this to escape and to be distracted. Oh, excuse me. To escape and be distracted. Now, some of you are probably listening to this like, what are you talking about? But follow me. If you're living a life that is frustrating, You're doing all these things you don't want to do. You're burnt out. You're exhausted. You're tired. You don't take time for yourself. You're not prioritizing yourself. There's no true pleasure. Like the moments where you can look in your life and say, no, I really love that part of my life. That part of my life is really exciting. Or I can't wait to do that. Or I can't wait to do this. It's probably far and few. And most of those moments are probably when you're leaving or when you're going out, right? Not when you're probably set at home. Once you have that at home, you no longer have the urge to go anywhere or do anything. I promise you. Now, when I think about planning things, it's because it adds to the pleasure of my life. It adds to, this is something I genuinely want for myself. It's not because I don't want to be at home, because when I come home, I'll be just fine. But I was really out here escaping from my life. I was escaping from feeling like I carried a lot of responsibility on my own. My kids were doing what kids do. I was having a hard time with my teenager and the excuse me, the little one. He just, you know, he was going through his little changes, whatever they have at that 5-6 year old age. You know, coming out of sending him to school. Let me sip some of this warm water, because my throat is Okay. But sending him to school and him getting on a new routine of getting up in the morning and go to bed at night, homework, that was a thing in itself. We don't even have to get into sight words, okay? But it was just, my home didn't feel comfortable. It was cluttered and stuff everywhere. And so my home was not my safe space. In my mind, safe spaces were anywhere where I didn't have to be here. Once I figured that out, I was like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Because I did not consider myself a runner. I didn't consider myself a runner. I thought it was everyone else around me that was like doing stuff to piss me off that would make me want to leave. Right? It's easy to blame other people. It's a lot harder for us to pinpoint what our place is in the, I don't know what to call in this, in the ickiness of a life. All we know is we don't like it. So if any of that kind of resonated with you and you were like, what you're talking about, because that actually kind of makes sense, I would encourage you to sit down and go a little deeper than just I like to travel. Is it I like to travel because it brings more pleasure to my life, like it's adding to my life? Or do I like to travel because I got to get the hell up out of this house? Listen, when you figure out what the real answer is, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. Because then what that means is you need to figure out what is going to make your life just as enjoyable as a vacation, which is what I did. I found ways to make my environment a lot more comfortable. I started going through all the obligations that I, you know, have in my life, all the things that I've said yes to, and figure out why I said yes, if they make me comfortable, if I'm happy doing those things. And if I wasn't happy, I started knocking those things off. Oh, I can't do that anymore. I don't want to do that. I started thinking about the people that I hang out with and what they bring to my life, not just physically what they bring to my life, but energetically what they bring to my life. Like how do I feel when I think about going to hang out with them? How do I feel when I get their message or I get their call? How do I feel when I'm actually around them? I sit and process that and I moved accordingly, because what I don't want, and I always tell my clients this, is to do all of this work on myself just to constantly be compromising it. And I say that to my clients, you're going to get to a place where you are no longer going to compromise yourself, your energy, your anything for anyone else. And sometimes, like they say, there's a season for people. Doesn't mean they won't come back around. But once you start doing that work and elevating yourself and really paying attention to what feels good in your life and what doesn't feel good, you'll recognize that some people have work to do in order to be on your level, to have certain conversations with you, or even just to sit in silence and enjoy each other's company. There are certain people who have not done their work and it just feels awkward. It just feels uncomfortable. Family, friends, coworkers, I'm telling you, all of it. Absolutely all of it. So that is what I have been up to. And I can say with great faith and certainty, there are just a few little things left on the list where it's like, I don't like it. But I thoroughly enjoy my life. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy my life. I wake up and I'm like, how is this my life? Is it everything that I want it to be? No, there are definitely things that I see for myself, but it's everything I need right now. You know, I don't want for nothing. Doesn't mean I don't have bad days. I still have bad days. I still have hard days, but I still enjoy my life. I think that's the, people always talk about, I just want to be happy. And I always correct my clients when they come to me and I'm asking them, what is it you want out of life? What do you want? And they're like, I just want to be happy. I said, well, happiness is not to stay. Happiness is not going to be here forever. Happiness is something that comes and it goes depending on your situation, depending on the people that you're around. That is not something that you can depend on. I said, how do you feel about your peace? How do you feel about your joy? Those are the types of things that we have to be focused on. We have to be focused on our joy and our peace. Happiness will come and go, but even when you're pissed off at somebody, even when you're having a hard time at work, if you can say, but I still love this job, but I still enjoy this person, then it's fine. It's fine. You have to start questioning it when you're like, I can't stand being around this person. Whether I'm in a good mood or a bad mood, I can't stand being around this person. Now, sis, we got things we got to talk about. We have things we have to talk about. So that's what has been going on with me, parallel to what's going on with my clients. And so what can you expect from this season? I believe that season one was more of an introduction to what it is that I do and who I help and how I could possibly help you, or things that you could be doing to get to a place where you start recognizing your pleasure and owning it. This season, I'm going to take you through different points of my framework, which is the unapologetic release map. And basically what that does is take you step by step on how you can get from not necessarily enjoying your life or understanding what you want from yourself or from anyone else to feeling very intimate with yourself and everything that is you, feeling very intimate with your life, feeling very intimate with the people around you, it feeling so good to live your life, to be turned on. I can say that I'm turned on by the things that I got going on in my life, some of the foods that I eat, some of the things that I drink, some of the experiences that I've had in these very short amount of months since season one ended. Man, listen, okay? Don't say that I did not warn you. But I'm going to take you through understanding how your past affects your present. How the people in your life, I'm talking your ancestors, I'm talking your grandmother, your mom, those are big components in how you choose to live your life. Then we're going to go and discuss your worth. We're going to talk about how it is that worth is so important to you finding pleasure in your life. Not only finding pleasure in your life, but actually living in that pleasure, accepting that pleasure, and understanding that you are worth all of it. No matter how silly it may seem to other people, no matter how outlandish it may sound to you, you are worthy of all the pleasures and desires in your life. You have to believe it first. You have to believe it first. And then we move into pleasure, right? Because we've got you understanding how your past, you know, plays a part in your pleasure. We've got you feeling worthy. Like, I'm worthy of these things. Now you have to understand what pleasure is. Because a lot of times, I think in episode 2 of season 1, I talked about pleasure and what pleasure, or maybe it's 3. Might be episode 3. But what pleasure is and how a lot of people associate pleasure to sex. Pleasure is so much bigger than sex. Does it play a component in the bedroom? Absolutely. But there's so much pleasure to be had in the little things, like stepping outside and feeling the wind touch your face, or seeing the leaves changing colors because that's the season that we're in right now. Feeling the sun grace your face, drinking that warm cup of tea and feeling it go down your chest. Like, there's so much other pleasure to be had than just in the bedroom. And so when you can find the pleasure in your life on a day-to-day basis, that enhances the pleasure that you have in the bedroom because you are present. You are present in your life. You are present mind, body, and spirit in the experiences and the world that you have in this present moment. So we'll go through the pleasure about figuring out what that is for you, how to find it, right? Being able to communicate it to other people because you know, you want something from someone, you got to open your mouth and ask for it and teach them, okay? And then we move into the intimacy of your life. How do you start maneuvering in that space? How do you start figuring out who's deserving of that space? Because everyone is not deserving of that. Everyone is not deserving of the you that you've expanded into. And so how to honor that for yourself? Not only honor it for yourself, but be the role model because there are people watching you. Whether you want people to watch you or not, there are people watching you. There are other Black women watching you move the way that you move, which is why I recognized in my growing why I love what I do. Because just by talking to you through here, just by getting you to resonate with one thing or make one change, someone is going to see you do that. Whether it is your daughter, whether it's your sister, whether it is your mom, your aunts, there's another Black woman that is going to see you make that shift in your life and own it. And they're going to be like, well, you seem different. How do I get that? How do I do that? What did you do? And you'll be able to help her with that. Or you'll be able to send her to this podcast. Or you'll be able to send her to my email list. So through speaking to you, through possibly working with you and helping you expand and take on all the fruits that this world and this life has to give you, because it does, even when it's hard, even when it seems like they don't, there are lots of pleasures and fruits to have out here in this world of your life. I get to reach other women through you. And you'll have a place to send them when the two of you decide, girl, I'm doing this work myself. I can't help you, but I know where to send you. You'll know where to send her. So I am super excited to bring you season 2. I have some guests that I'm going to be bringing on. I have some really amazing topics. And again, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for coming back. If you are new, welcome. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.